Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And now the man with the gravelly tenor voice, the man who held the sticks and pounded out the heartbeat of American music in the 1960s and 70s, is gone.
This mountain, you know where I wanna go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico.
Levon Helm, drummer and singer for the band, up on Cripple Creek's The Cut there. He died yesterday from complications of cancer. He was 71. Helm helped create the distinctive backwoods sound of the band, drawing from blues and soul traditions. But in the past decade, he also gained a reputation as a roots music patriarch, hosting a series of concerts called Midnight Rambles in his Woodstock, New York barn. Joining us now is arranger John Leventhal, songwriter, producer, and Grammy Award-winning musician. He played with Levon Helm in the 1980s. John, what was the torch that Levon Helm carried straight to the end?
Yeah, it's hard to sum up Levon, John. He was a really utterly unique character. All I can say is that his passing has profoundly affected my peers, particularly my peers in the New York area, because Levon had traveled this area so much. Levon's torch is, I've been trying to figure it out, he evokes so much of American music, from 19th century sort of marching bands to New Orleans grooves to Chicago blues to country music as elemental as Johnny Cash's music, or even music even more sophisticated than that. And yet he's utterly unique. He still sounds utterly like himself, but still there's something about the way he carried himself, the way he played, the way he sang that just evokes, a century of American music.
And you say a century. I mean, I saw him a couple of times, and I saw the band a couple of times as well. Levon Helm seemed timeless. He seemed like he walked off a battlefield in the Civil War.
He does, and yet he seemed utterly contemporary at the same time. There was no sort of academic. It was utterly unconscious. Whatever it was that he was carrying was not some sort of academic version of the past or academic version of what he was doing. It was actually who he was. He grew up near Cotton Country in Arkansas, and yet he was utterly at home in New York City. So
can you take us to one of those Midnight Ramble Woodstock barn jam sessions?
They were pretty great. I've only did about three or four of them, subbing for my friend Larry Campbell. They were loose affairs, and on any given night, Levon's voice at that point was in good shape or not, depending on, because he had throat cancer. But the experience of playing guitar with Levon playing drums is definitely one of the highlights of my career, beyond exciting. From the first bar on, Levon's sense of swing and swagger. He was a stately musician, and at the same time, he was about as earthy and swampy as you could get. So it was a fantastic combination.
Well, let's leave you with some of that music. John Leventhal, thanks so much.
All right.
John Leventhal remembering Levon Helm.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. I just need some place where